who can easily be fooled. And often it's the people who think it would never happen to them. Well, Graham Mulhern from Be Secure is on the line, an expert in these matters. Good morning to you, Graham. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, and all the better for Mr. Broken Wings as well. So
you enjoyed that? Well, I'm delighted, especially for you, Graham.
Thank you,
Joe. So the sense we're getting is that there's more of this than ever going on. It's becoming increasingly sophisticated. What can we do?
Lots of things, but I mean, first off, practice is making their scams perfect, and it's only going to get more perfect. The simple fact here is that it's well known within the general IT industry or the computer industry in general that 90% of these errors are human error. That's everybody who's just spoken to you and the two ladies with you in the studio there. Most of that is human error, and that's what they rely upon. It's human error. And one quick tip, and I heard this at a conference about a week ago in London. If you ever get the call, a phone call directly, and somebody's trying to scam you, like the Amazon Prime, the advice is be extremely rude to them and be as colourful language as you like, because those people don't want to call people who are rude and nasty, and you'll get a reputation for it. So use the old whistle and tell them to get lost, except don't use those words. Use the one beginning with F and ending with F. And be mean and aggressive and then put the phone down.
Do you know, I'm doing this show a while, and that, Graham, is the very first time that I have heard an expert give legitimate advice about using the F word and being abusive.
Oh, yeah, you need, because these people, you know, in certain parts of the world, and it's, I won't name the country most at this on the radio with you, and I'm sure you know the one I refer to, but in these countries, these cyber criminals are referred to in certain parts of that country as entrepreneurs. And they get plaudits at chamber meetings, and they are called entrepreneurs. Whereas, in fact, there is a cyber police force in that country, and in fact, they're actually criminals. And absolutely, you want to get off those lists, and being rude is a great and blowing
the whistle. So to be clear now, Graham, so you're saying that if you do that, that there is a list, and they'll take you off it?
Absolutely, because they have call centres with hundreds of people, and those people don't. They want to talk to easy marks, just the same as anybody working here do. And there's a well-known phone company.
I mean, the way you're describing it there, no, it sounds like people go for their lunch breaks, and what, they're getting pensions and insurance as well.
Almost, yes. They are working in a business-like environment, and they don't want to speak to rude people. These are the people doing the jobs. I mean, they're just grateful for the job.
That's one tip, which maybe we didn't expect, but we've got it. What else? Because the point
and
of it becoming increasingly sophisticated. Just don't use the language here on Live 95, because we're a regulated radio station, and we'd like to say hello to our regulators this morning, the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. How are you guys? But what else would you suggest?
It's literally as your two speakers have already said, you've got to be, they rely on human error. Their genius is not such that they're actually really that clever. They rely on heavy rotation and repetition and the 3-4%, 1% or whoever it is that rely upon them. And I only heard one yesterday of a chap who got, you didn't pay your eFlow thingy on the, there was no art to that. It just so happened that at that time he had actually had gone through the eFlow, and he rang eFlow or
I got one of those. Yeah, I remember that.
I got one as well. Yeah.
That's just a fluke. They happen to be. They just happened.
So this is like throwing mud at the wall and hoping some of it sticks.
Yeah, sometimes the proverbial sticks to the wall, minding your regulators there, Joe, but everybody knows what it means. And they get the odd stick. This is not scientific. It's entirely blunt force agricultural, and they take the money. That's it.
Right. Okay. God, weren't you very fancy now going for your conference in London, no less?
Oh, yeah, there you go. No more Zoom for me, Joe.
It's the real deal now. All right, Graham, listen, thank you so much. Thanks for the advice as well. That's Graham Mulhern from Be Secure. You can check him out online securely, of course. And thank you, Maureen Amory, for your stories. Good to hear from listeners. Keep them coming to us. And any advice that you have, things you've come across, please let us know. But also, the Gardaí, you hear it from Sergeant Burleach every Wednesday on this show, they want to know as well. Contact the Crime Prevention Office at Henry Street. Street Garda Station, because the more information they have, the more warnings they can put out, and also the more they can try and stop this happening as much as is possible. Your views, your news.